back to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I'm Will Alexander.
And hold that still. I'm Will Alexander. You're Will Alexander. I'm Chevy Chase and you're not. Do you remember that?
I do. Well, later on you'll hear about the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. Anyway, stay tuned. We have a lively show for you tonight. We're going to talk about puppies, how far they should go. And we're going to talk about the big news of the year. Westminster at the Lyndhurst Estate in Tarrytown, New York, June 18th through 22. Be there or be square.
That's
all
right.
That and more on the Dog Show Drive.
I'm born to run down rocky cliffs. Give me grace, bury my sins. Shattered glass and black holes can't hold me back.
Hey, Will, how are you, buddy? What's up there, pal? Anything going on? Just got back from Calgary, didn't you?
I did. I wish I could do my best Neil Young, but I can't. So, yeah, I just got back from Calgary. But we have bigger news than that, though.
Wayne. We do.
Just out today. Today is what day is today? Today is Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Came out just a couple hours ago. You want to drop this one? Well, everybody knows already.
No, you can't. Go ahead. They all know.
Well, Westminster, as expected, is moving back to Tarrytown, the Lyndhurst Estate, this June. It's going to be a four-day event, June 18 to June 22. The first, I believe, will be Masters Agility, but the show will be a three-day show on the 19th, 20th. The show will be the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, I believe, and the other events leading up to it. So it'll be a three-day show in Lyndhurst in June.
Yeah, and no more speculating, people. It's out there. So.
It's out there. It's official.
Yeah.
The weather's got to be behind us, right? The weather's got to be. It can be awfully hot there in June, but it can be hot anywhere in June.
It was nice last time, you know.
It was beautiful. It'll be nice.
I've already Sherry's already called and booked my room.
There you go. last time they made this change, I went and prepaid a room to save money, and they canceled it. So I'm waited there too. No, this will go, and it'll be great. I think it's a really good idea. I think they made the right decision. You know, these guys are so smart. They've got this thing planned in advance, and I'm sure they had, you know, backup plans, and if this was it, it was brilliant. And I think that doing the shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that doesn't really interfere with many clubs. I think maybe one day the Great Lakes Circuit might have to drive immediately here, but whatever. It should be a great date for everybody. And I don't think it's going to step on any other shows by doing it that way anyway. I mean, there'll be some that lose on their Sunday entry because you have to get here. But, you know, I think that's a small price to pay to have Westminster once again and have it in a beautiful venue. Just beautiful.
And because they've already had it there, that building will go up so fast. Yeah. They'll know exactly what to do. It was so great last time.
It's like building a swing set, Will. It takes you 2 days to put the first one together. The second one takes you 15 minutes. That's all there was to it?
Spares. Got to be spares. Like I keep. It's just spares. But spares.
Yeah. But that building they did last time was extraordinary. And I think it'll be wonderful. So really looking forward to it. It's great news. Great news to be back. For Westminster to be back. And to be back at a place that everybody loves. And a date that won't bother anybody. So I think they got it all right. Bunch of home runs. Let's look forward to another great year.
Oh, exactly. And now with it in sight, these dogs that were planning on January, it's not that much. It's
exactly.
Months, so they can just keep that going, keep that motor running and end up in June in Tarrytown. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah. Some of them that may have wanted to, you know, break a record, set a record and then stop. Maybe they won't stop now. And maybe some new dogs will, that were probably not ready for prime time and get cranked up in time. And
well, that's kind of found out yet. Are they going to take new entries or question about that. Yeah, there was no mention of that.
I don't know. I know they initially were going to start with the dogs that were entered last year or this year in February. But I don't know. I don't know if there's a limit.
I don't know. And would there be a limit with it being outside now? I don't know.
Are limited in parking spaces and all that. So there could be.
Yeah.
But time will tell. And I'm sure the details will be forthcoming. Probably by the time you listen to us.
Give us something else to speculate.
By tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I'm looking at the website right now, or the announcement right now. Yeah, it doesn't say anything.
No, I think there's a link to some more details, but I think that'll be forthcoming. You don't want to announce everything the first day. You want to kind of spread it out, keep the interest going, and keep everybody into it. So I think it's going to be I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a great event to write.
Sure.
So really looking forward to it. And I need to get out there and book my rooms too. But a great event coming up. Another Westminster, Will.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. And I really did enjoy the last one. I wasn't sure I was going to because of the mystique of New York and, you know, downtown New York City.
You said the mystique of New York.
The mystique of New York.
The German Shepherd bitch. That's right. You know, Manhattan won the garden too in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got all the stuff going on here. The German Shepherd. But it should be fun. So, now you were out in Calgary on William.
I was out in Calgary on the weekend. My very first official judging assignment for the CKC.
Excellent.
I judged the first half of Sporting Dogs. Had a great time. Got to see some nice dogs, and I saw some friends that I hadn't seen in a long time. And a shout out to the Evelyn Kennedy Kennel and Obedience Club, Sean Nichols. Those guys ran a great dog show. Like Sean was the front man, obviously, but they did a great job. There was Rhonda. I think Rhonda's the president, Rhonda Bailey. And they did a great job. The lunches were wonderful. Everything, they just treated us like gold out there. It was a really nice show to be my first show.
That's terrific. Yeah. That's great. Now, next year, just tell them, make sure there's a hockey game.
Exactly. If it'd been, I would have stayed over the second night if it'd been the week before, because Calgary played Edmonton. Wow. That would have been something.
That would have been a bond burner.
Yeah.
So, did you get anybody a little teasing going on there, Will? What are you doing with the badge on? How come you're on that side of the ring? How do you like it now? Any of that?
No, not so much.
You should have sent me out there to do that then. I would have.
Exactly. Everybody was very happy to see me there. Yeah. And they commented on my shiny shoes, because Dr. John Reeve Newson always told me to have shiny shoes. And I was judging them, so I had the shiny shoes. I had a great time. And I unfortunately, I had to excuse one dog. But it's only because he was a young, short-haired dog, and he wasn't mistempered or anything. He just didn't want to walk on his lead. He didn't want to walk on his lead at all. Like the handler tried, because you know I wanted to keep that number in there.
That's right. Yeah,
but
yeah.
He just did not. He just put the brakes on, looked at both of us, and gave us the short hair finger, and that was.
How did he get out of the ring?
He didn't mind walking that way.
Yeah. You should have ran to the entrance and said, okay, bring him towards me. One. It's not easy. When they can't, I had to excuse one in New York. Connecticut, at the German Short Hair sweepstakes just a couple weeks ago for a similar thing. Just wouldn't stand, not sit.
Stood like a statue. He would not walk.
Well, bring him to this dog that wouldn't stand but move just fine. Yeah, it happens. It happens. But
it was sure fun. And you know what? You're right about how different it is being out there. Because I was out there and it was a class of about, I don't know, about 10 or so in short hairs. And you start going through things and you only have a certain amount of time and you've got to get them done. So it was not difficult. I still felt very natural, but it was more consuming than I thought.
Mm-hmm. And when you get 80 of a certain breed, but you're so well respected in the sport. Well, they're going to love you judging. And I think I'm sure you got the proper breeding. I'm sure those people were like, it's about time. Let's see what Will thinks of our dogs. You know, and I think that's going to be a fun road for you. You really enjoy it. You'll be very good at it.
Actually, I did get that. I got to. It's about time. I got that.
Yeah. Stop beating us. Come on here and judge. Let us win something. I wonder you. I don't know about that. But you know too much. But that's always fun. And you had a bunch of different breeds, right?
Half the first half of Sporting.
Oh, do you have any of the odd breeds that you didn't think you'd have?
No. No, I didn't have any of those breeds. I had a pointer, short hairs, Griffons, Dust Towlers, Setters, Labs, Curly Coat, Chesapeakes. You know,
that's fun.
I didn't have. I moved Goldens to the back half because up here it's for number wise. We want to keep the numbers somewhat even, and so yeah, it was fun.
Now, do you think it was advantageous to start on the West Coast? So you're right, not in your own backyard.
As it worked out, that was great, and they got a good entry out there. I was lucky to get that because that Sean Nichols, his panel was already set when I got.
Yeah.
But he had a cancellation, and he called me and said, "Do you want the permit?" And I said, "Yeah," because I knew what kind of numbers he would get. And with the show, with the way things were going back then in Ontario, I wasn't sure that my assignment in Ontario would go because I have an assignment at the end of February in Ontario.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good to get out of your area, judge your first show anyway. You want to do that in your own backyard. So well done, Will. I'm very proud of you, very happy for you. And I know you're gonna be in great demand until they figure you out after the first year. You will. You'll get some nice
smoke and mirrors, you know. And shiny shoes.
That is absolutely right. But I'm going down to Florida end of this month to Tallahassee.
Oh,
I mentioned
nice.
Last week, I think. That'll be my next one. And I'm hoping we're supposed to get a big storm here tomorrow. How about you?
Us too. Yeah. And I have a transport in the morning to Buffalo. I'm a little.
Whoa, that's not going to happen.
So we'll see. That's not, they say on the news here, it's not supposed to happen until noon. So if that's the case, I should get there and back. So.
Yeah. How far is Buffalo?
Only an hour and a half.
Oh, piece of cake. Yeah. Just leave rolling.
Yeah. Well, I've got to meet the dog and I'm taking the dog across. And so, yeah.
Nobody walks.
That's just going to put it in a crate in the back of my truck. And here's your dog.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. We'll enjoy. Speaking of young, that's a puppy that you're shipping?
Yeah.
Speaking of puppies, we touched on a little bit last week from an email, but just to go down that road a little more, there's been more discussion on this, and that's how high puppies should go in the ribbons. There's a school of thought that they shouldn't be rewarded past certain classes. They shouldn't win the breed over specials. I think just the opposite. I think the best dog in the ring has to win.
Right.
And they have to win on the day.
For sure.
Yeah, they have to win on the day. You're not going to, if you have a three-year-old special, you're judging them on that day. Four, he may look horrible. At five, he might look like a Newfoundland if he's a pointer. You know, you just can't tell.
That's
so there's
right.
not much difference between a six-month-old puppy beating a three-year-old than there is a three-year-old beating an eight-year-old or a three-year-old beating a one-year-old. You're judging them on the day. And more important, it's not a beauty contest. You're judging breeding stock. You're evaluating breeding stock. And if I would want to breed, I want to take a chance on that six-month-old puppy as a brood bitch, just as easy as I'd like to take a chance on a three-year-old specials bitch as a brood bitch. It's going to come down to who the best one is on the day.
Oh, no question. But you get the argument from some, and I've heard this before, where the owner of the champion dog starts falling back on their dog's record. Well, how on earth can that puppy beat this dog has 12 best of opposite sexes in a row? How could it be beaten by a six-month-old puppy?
We've all had it happen where we had a dog that we loved, we've rewarded all along, and we just think we're going to walk in and do it again. And you walk in and went, oh, where'd that one come from?
Yeah.
You're judging them. It's not only on the day, it's the competition on the day, right? I mean, it's who else is in the ring with you? And you told the story last week about going second in a group the day after you went best in show.
Yep.
And I just wrote about that, actually. And, you know,
going second? Great, thanks.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But you went best the night before.
Right.
The judge Cocker wasn't in the ring.
That's right.
When you're in the best in show lineup. But he was the next day in the sporting group where you went second. And I think that's admirable. I think for a judge to do that, you are doing. But there's an irony there. Judging on the day really it sounds so easy, right? Judging on the day. It's more complicated than that.
Oh, yeah.
You're judging. There's ring surface, that's different. There's weather that's different. There's sounds and noise, and natural sound of the area. There's carpets compared to mats, indoors, outdoors, long grass, short grass. And we've seen really good dogs look like caterpillars in long grass.
Well, yeah, or tiptoe across turf, you know.
It's... Yeah, exactly. So it really is a horse for the course in a day that's special for that dog. And that's why you can't judge them out of the magazines. That's why you can't judge them out of their record. You've got to have the courage to say, nope, on this day, this dog's better. And if they don't like me or don't like it, that's too bad. I've got to please myself, right? Sure, you got to be selfish. Yeah, got
to
be selfish.
Point and to be a point about that is I showed a dog in the early 90s, a beagle dog that he won the national, first female dog to win the national, Aldi. But I swear to God, if it hadn't been raining and muddy out, he would never have won. He was a mutter. Like, he got in there and just kept going. And I think if been all things being equal, he may not have been that victorious that day. So.
Yeah. And that's understandable. Yeah. That is understandable. And you can't sit home looking at the markings in the catalog going, how the heck did that happen?
Right.
You know, it just doesn't work that way. And, you know, the other thing that happens is it really interfaces in a bad way sometimes with consistency. Because if you're judging them on the day, you might not have what you need that day to tell your story.
True enough.
You know, you may have to put up a puppy that you really, really like. And by the way, you don't put up a puppy for folly. You don't do it for the heck of it. It's got to be the best one in there. You don't want to be that person just, oh, I always put up a puppy. A big deal. Is it the best one? Because that's what you have to look at. Is it the best one? And, you know, if you put up a puppy that is of the exactly what you like, the style of the correct type and the style that you like, presented the way you like it on that day, in dogs, and then bitches come in and go, I got nothing that looks like that. But I do, I'm focusing on good fronts, and that young dog that I just put up had a great front. This is a bitch with a good front. All else is equal. She's a bit different. She has less bone, less substance. She's not quite what I would want, but she's real nice, and she's the best one. And they look and go, how did you put up that dog and that bitch? They don't match at all. Too bad. If you're being honest to yourself, and you're judging on the day, that will happen to you. And you just can't make those generalizations. It would be lovely if we all could pick three dogs that looked alike. And they all happen to be sired by the dog that won the breed, the dog and the bitch, you know, whatever. And that happens, but it doesn't always happen because it can't always happen. And it's not inconsistent judging. It's judging on the day. Oh, exactly. And you have what you have.
And sometimes, again, you're in a different area where styles are a little different. And it may not be what you're used to seeing. And you still have to award all winner's dog, winner's bitch, best of breed. And someone's going to see that picture and go, that's not what he likes. Well,
I had, this summer I had a handler come up to me and say, what do you think about this dog here in a certain breed? And I said, well, it'd be hard for me to reward him with that coat in a breed that requires one. But a lot of quality there. I prefer to find one with the type of coat that I like. He goes, well, you gave it the breed 3 weeks ago. I'm like, I know, I was there. He happened to be the best one. You know, there was one in there with a two with better coat, but they didn't look anything like the breed, you know, or they had some really bad features that I would not breed to, be it bad fronts or whatever it might be. So you're going to on paper, if you could do it on paper, it'd be easy, but that's not the real world in there.
You find yourself rewarding dogs or awarding dogs, and you see them waiting for a picture, and you think, oh, someone's going to see this and go, what the heck are you thinking?
It happened to be recently. I hope they don't post this picture. It was a major, and it was the best dog I had, and he looked nothing. He looked like an alien. But it's what I had in that particular gender, in that particular day. It's going to happen. By the way, when that happens, instead of saying, they don't look anything like they're inconsistent, look at the virtues. Try to find virtues, because they're there. They wouldn't have won if it's someone that knows what they're doing anyway. That particular dog had a couple of features this breed needs really badly. And yes, he wasn't pretty, but he had parts that could have been, I'm sure he was a foreign dog, that could have been used in a breeding program. So I'm not saying I'd breed to him. I'm just saying you have to reward the virtues. And it's all you can do. It's all I can do.
It's funny. I've had conversations with people about certain dogs, and they'll say, well, they prefer this dog over that dog. I'll say, yeah, you do. You can say that. But I bet you you'd be really happy to have dog B and wherever, somewhere where you don't have anything, and you'd be thrilled to death to have that dog in your ring.
I was mentoring someone in pointers a couple days ago, and so what about this dog? Oh, it's got this wrong. I said, yes, it does. And if it comes in your ring next week, you're going to be doing jumping jacks. You're so happy. it's going to be a shining star in there. It's what's in there against you. Now, you were just mentioning early before we started to record about judging a certain breed. We only had four of them, but three of them you would have taken home.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah.
And they have 87, and you don't like any of them.
No, 75%. The observer asked me what breed had the most depth. And 75% of that breed had depth that I would have taken home.
And you will have the days where you have 10 times that amount and you really don't want any of them.
Right. Oh, I remember judging a sweepstakes somewhere. I won't say where, but it's a good entry, like a 60 dog sweepstakes. And a good friend walked in with a dog, and I thought, oh my, what are you bringing me here? By the time I was all said and done, I had to put that good friend up,
Thanks for bringing him.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing him. And I got to say, I do have some respect for the people that could be handler, exhibitor, breeder, whatever, that I've not put up with that even with that dog, come back again.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to be in there that day. This particular dog, I think I've given opposite to about 5 times. There'll be a day for that dog. I like him. Yep. I just happened to find something of the other gender better on those other occasions.
I remember showing a certain dog to Charlie Olvis, and he kept beating me, and I kept coming back. And finally, he gave me a pretty good breed somewhere because the other dogs weren't there. He said, perseverance pays off.
Charlie's a good guy. But I bet they're happy down there, even though he's in Florida from Ohio. Big Ohio fan. Is Cleveland Browns are going to the Super Bowl.
Cleveland Browns? No, they're not.
Yes, Cincinnati they are. Bengals. That's what I meant, Will. What the hell sport am I even talking about? She gets off hockey.
They shouldn't want her talking away from hockey. The only reason I know that is because they interrupt my hockey news with football news on my sports center.
And I think they're playing the Jacksonville Mets, aren't they, Will?
But that's quite a story. I followed that.
Well, I do know that. I should know better because I do know
that. And he's an Ohio boy. That's why everybody's thrilled to death. Cool part.
It is the Cincinnati Bengals. But any team that only wins 2 games, any sport, even the ones we don't know the rules to, if they win 2 games 2 years ago, I think they won only 2, and they go to the Super Bowl this year, that's pretty cool. I'm the underdog kind of guy.
What about the quarterback in Detroit? Now he's going to the Super Bowl with L.A.
Well, that one I do know about because I'm
that's from a here. Great story. No?
This has been, I think Matt Stafford's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league for 12 years. And I kept saying, don't do what Barry Sanders did. Leave, run. Run while you can, man. Run while you can. And he finally did. And boy, he goes from a team that wins, I think, I don't know, the Lions win 1 or 2 games a year. That's it. Every year. And here he is going to the Super Bowl. I couldn't
believe it. What a great story on both ends. Young Joe Burrow Matt Stafford. Yeah. It's a quick, even I up here in Canada would hear how great Stafford was. It's too bad he's on that team, And they were both number one pick overall.
Congratulations to the Cincinnati Browns and the Cleveland Bengals. Thank you. By the way, when you have a state, and my son lived there for a while in Ohio, right? When you have a state, you don't want to name your 3 cities with the same letter. You got Cleveland, you got Cincinnati, and there's another one. There is another one. I don't know what it is. But don't do it. You confuse people, especially me.
Columbus.
Columbus, that's the one, right? So you know why you knew that? Because the Blue Jackets.
Right. They have a hockey team, yeah. See, I would have said them first because they have a hockey team. That's true.
Yeah, that's it for Ohio, right? One
there
team.
Was a hockey team in Cleveland years ago. Yeah, Cleveland Barons.
That's right. Very good, young man. You can do your homework.
Johnny Bauer played net for them.
What did he wear? What pads?
He didn't wear pads back then. He rolled up newspapers on his legs.
Duct tape and newspaper. Those boys were tough. They were tough. Anyway, back to our I don't know how we do this.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about the puppies on the Cincinnati Bengals. Should puppies win the Super Bowl? Well, they do have the Puppy Bowl, don't they?
Oh, Tom Brady retired today.
Yes. Yes, yeah. He did. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know.
Legal owner, Tom Brady.
Some of you might like him. Some of you might not. But he owns a very well-bred Lambert Beagle. And as far as I'm concerned, that's good enough. That's a point for Tom Brady.
He's a Beagle man, so he's allowed on the team.
I believe it's a retired champion. He even has it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So anyway, the consistency is an issue that you don't take lightly. You just can't read it from outside the ring. They just don't often have a chance or a choice to do what they want.
Yeah,
we would love them if they all looked alike, but that doesn't really happen.
It doesn't. And you can't go off your dog's record. I'll never forget the famous Mrs. Forsythe. She'd done so well for a dog I was showing, and I put the dog on the table, and she said, "Oh, he looks good. But there's a really good piece of dog meat in here, William." Mm-hmm. And I went second that day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It all depends. It all depends. Anyway, what else you got going on? Will, were you heading? So after you did Calgary, and your next shows are in Ontario?
Yeah, I judge at the Woodstock Kennel Club at the end of February.
Oh, that's right. That was going to be your first show.
That was my first one. So this worked out.
If you get more than, what do you need, total 61? So you need 20 more at Woodstock?
Not even that.
And then
another assignment in Quebec in May, and then that's when
the hammer falls.
Pardon me?
And that's when the hammer falls. You won't be permit anymore.
Well, yeah, then they'll, after those three assignments there, we'll look and see if I'm approved and see if I pass everything and all my observations and all that nonsense. And not nonsense, but you know.
Oh, I'm nonsense.
Now, actually, okay.
Are you called permit now?
I'm on permit right now. Yeah.
You're on. Is that because we used to be provisionals here and now we're, I don't know what happened there, but no one wants to be provisional, I guess. Well, you could be provincial where you are.
Provincial, yeah. Very provincial. Yeah.
So then you'll have regular. Now, when you get regular status for that half the sporting group, then you'll apply, I hope, for the rest of the sporting group.
That's right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, what can you judge in America now that you have a license?
As soon as I get approved for the first half, I can judge the first half in America.
Okay. Yeah. So, but before that, you could judge anything down there.
What do you mean?
You could judge any breed that you weren't licensed for. Like the national, the point.
A parent club specialties. Handlers, you get exact, could be invited to parent club specialties.
Right. So now you can get an all breed license in a couple of years up there, right?
No. 10 years minimum.
So. 10 years minimum. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Well, here, if you start when you're 14,
you're 90. Yeah. just when you start to drool.
That's right. It's terrible. Well, I've got an application going next week.
So puppy's barking.
I'm looking forward to that. I won't have enough for the whole group because they've added 400 breeds, but to that group, I think there's 972 sporting breeds now. I don't know if you saw that. They brought in the Alexander Hound, and they brought in the Cavapincher.
I was like, "What is he talking about?" Then I
Cavapincher.
I'm too busy listening to my new puppy bark. I'm gonna go give her a cookie. So she stop barking. Hang on a second, guys. Right back.
Yeah.
Want me to pause? You want to keep talking, Maynard?
You better pause.
I'm back. I just got this new puppy last week, and I'll tell you. I haven't had a puppy in ages. And my other two beagles, AJ and Butters, they're like, we didn't need another dog.
Are you recording, Will?
Yeah, we're recording. Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. But yeah. I was busy. I was listening to some of my favorite tunes. But I don't know. Anyway, it's very busy on the music front here. Anyway, I'm sorry. Your puppy. Now you have a young puppy.
I have a young puppy.
I just puppy training. It's kind of like babysitting a kid or something, right?
Oh yeah, the two beagles put up with her. They chase her around the backyard, but then when she barks, they sort of scatter.
You spend it with people you love. We're a happy family with a great big
Yeah. So, you're going to have to start doing some of this, Will, with the puppy. I think you want him to have friends in school and all that stuff. So,
or poor Bark the Boobie, he's like, what is this? Because she hangs off his beard.
We're a happy family. I love you. You love me. We're all going to get along. It's going to be just fine. So what did the other Beatles think?
They don't think much of it at all. They'll run and they'll jump on my bed because she can't get on the bed yet. And they'll look down at it and they'll look at me like, what the heck is this?
Now, you don't have Johnny there, do you?
No, Johnny. Johnny, it's not visitation right now. It's not my turn yet.
Oh, I see.
Well, get like every other weekend.
Well, the Beagles just ignore it. The Beagles just ignore it.
They don't ignore. They're outside. It's great because she exercises them great because she goes assing around and they chase her. Oh, and both Butters and AJ are pretty quiet.
Yeah,
this one's not quiet. This one. This one, how they say, gives tongue. And she all the way around the backyard. And then that gets mine going. And Clark the Bouvier just stands there. And you can just see his head spinning. He's not going to catch them.
You know, what did you expect from Miss P's granddaughter? You knew she was going to come to the house and take it over, right?
I'm not so sure she's going to take it over. Butters, she stands up and she gets all cocky. And she looks down her nose at her. She's like, try it, punk. So.
You know, I was being mentored in a breed. Actually, it was Irish Wolfhounds. And the woman said to me, well, you have one. You see one every day. And I think people would discount that. But seeing how they interact in a situation like that, how a beagle reacts to beagles, you get that character. You get that the way their behavior, their whole presence, everything in the ring. Owning one and living with one is a great insight to the breed, even if it's not a good one.
Oh, for sure.
You just see the way they act and the way they move, and it makes a big difference. I never lived with a sighthound before.
Well, mine think they're cats, though. Like, I have my deck here, I have a railing, and it scares the hell out of me. I'll be in the living room, I'll look out in the deck, and there's the two beagles walking along the railing.
Really?
I don't want to scare them. Like, I don't want to go, get off there. I'll just stick my head out the door and say, what are you guys doing? And then they'll look at me and they'll jump down. You know?
Wow, yeah, that's a beagle. That's what a beagle does. They kind of have a mind of their own, and there's no doubt about that. But the wolfhound, on the other hand, he's sensitive. But he's so much smarter than I thought the sighthound was. I apologize to the world for not thinking sighthounds were smart. Boy, was that wrong. They are very bright dogs. So, it's been fun. It's been fun. And after that, let's see.
I've got a show. Actually, I have some shows coming up where I'm showing. I've got a show. Well, I'm going to be in Michigan in a few weeks in Novi Kennel Club. That's always a great dog show.
I'll run out there. Well, I'll drive out there. Yeah.
We were there one time with
our first Best in Show.
Yeah, that's right.
In America. Yeah. It's a great way to start the day under Jerry Weiss, the late.
That wasn't her first one. Her first one was. And now I just saw a picture of him in my head, and I can't think of his name because
called Doug.
There it goes, Doug. There's another one.
Love you, buddy. Anyway, I think I will go up there because I need to observe. I'm looking at places where I can observe and some new breeds. And you get to a show with 1,300 dogs, and you think this is going to be great. And the major is 5 points, and there's four entered every single day. And it doesn't count unless there's a major. So, or you get there, it is a major, and you get there and one's absent. The major breaks and you can't observe. So you have to observe a major entry. It's not easy.
No. But on a sad note about Novi, is a staple for Novi was, I don't know if you knew Don Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he passed away. And that was his baby. You know, well, at least I thought, whenever I went to, had to contact somebody about Novi, it was always Don. You know,
I mean, there were other people because it's such a big deal, but he certainly was a spearhead. And it just became, that exposition center is beautiful. And it just became a big, well-attended show with great entries and stayed that way. It kind of took, you know, all the glamour and the entries that Detroit used to get shifted over to Novi, and it really took off. Great place, great facility. So I hope to see you up there, Will.
Hotel is okay. Yeah.
If the weather's okay, I'll come up there and check it out.
Dougie and I are going to set up together.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
You'll learn something.
Yeah, we'll both learn something.
Now, are you going to show
it? unless somebody else wins Beagles, that'll be fine.
That'll be a bonding moment if someone else beats you both. Oh, that's great. I'm coming for that for sure. The showdown. Oh,
it'll be fun.
You guys have more fun teasing each other than you will show.
Exactly. We've always done that. So
he's a good competitor. It's fun stuff. Yeah. Are you being show at Westminster?
Pardon me?
Would you enter at Westminster?
Yeah. Well, I already have the Beagle has already entered previously, so she'll be entering this show. Oh, and cool. If I have another dog to enter, if they are taking new entries, so because the Aristotle are finished.
Excellent.
So yeah,
how that goes.
Because I still enjoy showing my two breeds, and that's just the way it's going to be. So won't do it all the time, but
yeah, there's plenty of people who do it and do it well, and they don't run every weekend. They pick their spots and they stay away from home. And Annie always did it. I mean, she didn't come out often with a poodle, but when she did, it wasn't going to be minor one. Yeah. It was going to be a good one. She wouldn't drag anything, or an English Cocker, maybe.
Well, I was telling somebody this weekend, because they're questioning that. I said, I got into this sport because I love showing dogs. Yeah. Like, the dogs came first, and then when I got into the sport, it was because I wanted to show my dogs. And I'm not going to stop showing dogs. I looked at it this year. If I didn't show my dogs at all this year, I'd get to go to 5 dog shows maybe this year.
Yeah.
You know, because that'll be it.
Now, you know who understands that? The AKC. In the rule book, if you look in the guidelines for judges, it says that we understand that you're in this sport because you like to show your dogs. So you can, and here's what you have to do. You know, and there's lots of guidelines for, and they all make sense. In fact, you shouldn't even need these guidelines. You know, if you have a client, don't show to them the next day. You know, obvious things that, but they do spell it out in there. So there's no question, but, as long as you follow those, and you probably wouldn't have to, you'd probably just know it by common sense.
That's the thing. One time this young handler called me and they were questioning something about rules. I said, you already answered your question by calling me because you were questioning it.
Exactly.
So you already knew what the answer was. You just wanted me to reinforce it.
I told you when I was a young guy in college waiting tables at Danny's restaurant, I said to him, how do I know when to proof people? He said, if you had asked me that, you proof them.
That's right.
I use that in life for everything. That silly little statement in a restaurant 50 years ago, and I remember it. Maybe not 50, but maybe 49. But it's amazing how some of those lines stick and work for sure. And I even use it in the ring.
Yeah. Oh, no question. Okay. I have a very good friend of mine who I think is a very good judge. He said to me, because, you know, when it comes down to it, and you have a class of dogs where you just, there's not the quality you want in that class. He said, in your head, ask the question, if you had to choose one of these 10 dogs to start a breeding program, which one would you choose if you had to? And that's the way he, you know, because I questioned one day when he put up this certain dog, and you know, that's what his answer was to me.
Mine is take him around, squint, and see if one grabs your eye for a minute and you point real quick. Really, because that's going to be the best made dog. If it has a few steps going well from the side. Yeah.
Looking for the most typical look as it goes around the ring, right? Oh. Yeah. Even if you have to back up and close one eye.
But you know, it is what happens when you're talking about you had 3 of the 4 that you really liked. You'll go to shows where you judge all day and you have big entries, you don't like any of them. And then 3 walk in, you're like, okay, I like all 3 of these. You know,
exactly.
It's not easy, folks. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I did. In Winner's Bitch, in that one class today, I went back and forth. I even said to the two girls, girls, this is the toughest decision I've had all day. You know, thank you.
I say that in every class to make them all feel good.
It could be taken either way. You know, they're so bad. It's the toughest decision I've now been on.
I did a show recently where I wanted more awards of merit. It was funny. I had one. It's a big enough entry. I should have at least more than one. You know, I don't know how that rule works. Whoever figures that out, give me more. Because there's other dogs that should be recognized.
Do you remember a judge up here, Andrina Bernardi? Do you remember Andrina? Hans and Andrina. They were very well-respected. Hans, they were handlers, then they became judges.
There was a time I didn't even know Canada was recognized as a country.
The country above you called Canada.
Yes. Where I want to move someday.
As she got older, I remember her staying in the middle of the ring and be best in show or something. And her famous line was, "You're all so lovely. I wish I had more ribbons." She always said that.
It's true. You only need one. You want to be, if you want to get it down to, you know, all those selects and best offices and award of merits, I think they're great. I really do. And I support it wholeheartedly. But if you really want to be a judge, you get to pick one. That's the hardest thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. Because you can say, well, at least I can give it a select. And like, no. If you have one, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. You're not in best in show. That's not hard. Because there's seven. And
well, I had that conversation with somebody this weekend too. They were saying they thought it was confusing that we had to have four groups up here to judge best in show, where in America, the judge only had to have one group to judge best in show. I said, right. Best in show is the easiest class you're ever going to judge.
They're all good.
Exactly. That you don't need anybody could judge best in show. You could bring anybody in off the street and they're not going to do a bad job in best in show. You know?
I had a very prominent, very well respected judge. He was just starting out. He's one of our best. He's retired at this point, but one of our very best. He was just starting out. And he called me and said he did his first group. And I said, "What'd you do?" He goes, "Oh, I put up this beautiful terrier." He said, "I'm pretty sure it was a Welsh, but it could have been a Lakeland." It was a new group. And you know, he was very young at the time. So very long time ago. So I'm pretty sure. So, you know. Yeah, we all start somewhere, and sometimes we're in over our heads a little bit when we start in certain breeds, but we shall see.
Can you hear the young lady barking?
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to be fun, Will.
Yeah, the other beagles are going to be angry with her.
Yeah. She's going to run your life. You understand this. What's her name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Yeah, Phoebe Buffet. Her name is Looking for Phoebe Buffet. Jeff picked that name out.
He loves Phoebe Buffet. He loves smelly cats.
Now, what a great name, Looking for Phoebe Buffet, right?
Yeah, that is a great name. Clever guy.
Butters doesn't want to look for Phoebe Buffet right now. She's like, oh. Oh.
Well, you better go take care of your beagles.
Yeah, I think that's what they're calling. They're saying, Will.
Yeah, I can hear him.
Anyway,
I think everybody can hear him at this point. Love me. Come on. I love you.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, that's a Barney song from you whippersnappers. Some of you are so young that you weren't five when Barney was around. And that's never good. You should all know what Barney is. He's a purple damn dinosaur. Is what he is. He's a friend of Will's, and he loves Will, and he loves me too. We're a happy family.
Oh, she's getting angry.
All right, young William. Well, it's been great, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you all have this storm coming in certain parts of the country. I hope you're all prepared and safe and warm, and we hope to see you safely at shows in the near future. Don't forget the Garden, June 18th through 22nd.
Westminster.
Well, that's right. You can't call it the garden.
Yeah, it's not in the garden.
There is a garden there.
There'll be gardens. So I guess, you can.
Well, maybe you have to say the gardens, which would really be confusing. Oh,
Doc will love that. Ooh. See, I told you it was the gardens.
Well, there's a garden and there's the gardens. That's a different thing. Oh, don't start me. Anyway, have a good one, Will.
All right. Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Party on, Garth.
I'm born no way.
Way.
Down Rocky Cliffs. Give me grace.
Shattered glass. So Ernie can use this in the blooper reel.
That's right. Without you, from where I need to go.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Quit taking yourself so damn seriously.
Watch the moon.
Thanks, Will. Thanks, Ernie.
Don't hold back.